This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. As many as a million people have filled the streets of Santiago, Chile, in the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waving national flags, blowing whistles, pounding on pots and pans, and waving signs urging political and social change. And by mid-evening, most had made their way home ahead of an 11 p.m. local time curfew. Also Friday, protesters trying to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building in the port city of Valparaiso. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opening fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship there. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission saying at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and four southern provinces. 12 people died in the southern city of Diwania alone. In Major League Baseball, the World Series has taken a positive turn for the Houston Astros as they upend the Washington Nationals 4-1 in Washington to win Game 3 of the best-of-seven series. The Astros chipping away all night against pitcher Anibal Sanchez, but Washington left a lot of runners on base, going 0-10 with runners in scoring position. Nationals outfielder Adam Eaton.
That's what the World Series is about, is, like we've talked about many times before, you got to make the most of opportunities, and when you don't, it's tough sledding. So, like I said, they made their pitches.
Washington now leading the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at Nationals Park. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, the federal judge who oversaw the special counsel's Russia investigation is ordering the Justice Department to give secret grand jury testimony to House Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department says it's reviewing the order from Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell, who said the redacted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report must be released to members of Congress within days. It's not clear if anything new will be gleaned from that material, but the judge said the Justice Department was wrong to withhold it. She's also rejected the government argument that impeachment is not a judicial proceeding and rejected their stance that the inquiry isn't legitimate because the House didn't take a formal vote to launch the impeachment inquiry. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Well, despite the Democrats' push for some kind of an impeachment process, the Republican National Committee saying it wholeheartedly is standing behind President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Republican National Committee took the unusual step Friday of expressing solidarity with President Donald Trump, saying it now more than ever wholeheartedly supports the president. The resolution came amid the ongoing impeachment probe by House Democrats. The RNC Executive Committee vote was held by phone, and the resolution was unanimously approved. The RNC also supports a Senate resolution offered by South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, objecting on procedural grounds to how House Democrats are handling the impeachment probe. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mourners bidding a final farewell Friday to the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights advocate Elijah Cummings in his hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Speakers included people who considered Elijah Cummings a mentor. There were colleagues like Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who called him
the North Star of Congress. Our guiding light.
Jennifer Cummings thanked her father for teaching her the dual power of her beauty and her brilliance.
We weren't just dad and daughter. We were confidants and friends. And Daddy, I will miss that the most.
Former President Bill Clinton recalled Cummings' talent for speaking and his booming voice. Former President Barack Obama says Cummings' parents passed on strength and grit, but also kindness and faith.
There's nothing weak about being honorable. You're not a sucker to have integrity and to treat others with respect.
Obama said that when the path ahead looked difficult, that's when Elijah Cummings' voice mattered most. I'm Ed Donahue.
Firefighters in California are simultaneously fighting blazes in both the north and south of the state as a new wildfire broke out Friday. One blaze in North Los Angeles has caused the evacuation of more than 40,000 residents. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.